Don't take it so seriously. Lighten up. Trust the mystery. Lighten up. It doesn't matter anyway. Just enjoy your life. Get out of your way. Lighten up.
Welcome to Lighten Up with Bonnie Wirth on Empower Radio, an inspirational hour of conversation and interviews to help you shift perspective and create balance between being spiritual and human. Now here's your host, Bonnie Wirth, on Empower Radio.
Well, here we are again. Oh my goodness, I'll tell you, I feel like I'm in this massive time capsule. I think it's like full speed ahead. I think just this past week has been just bursting with highs and lows of energy. And you'll notice today, it feels a little prickly, I guess, in energy. You know, I think we might be feeling a little testy, a little easily irritated, but in the same time, we're starting to feel kind of good. I mean, obviously that eclipse door is closing. We're moving beyond all of the unsettledness. And I'll tell you, with the upheaval of everything playing out in the world this past week, all of us little empaths have been really, I want to say, inundated or perhaps overwhelmed in a lot of ways, not just in some ways, but in a lot of ways. And today, that energy is starting to, I'm going to say, it's almost like the universe is ironing things out now, right? And so I think with that, just knowing that everything that has been upheaval is, it's like the cycle of it is starting to come into completion, but the energy has been super, super quick. One of the things that has become such an awareness for me is that when time speeds up is what I feel this last week has been, it's just every day has just slipped into the next, that when time begins to go fast, when the energy is really, really intense and chaotic as it's been, and we're super speeding ahead in our lives, it is just this awareness that is about, wow, it's time to pause, to focus on the moment, to go within, to create some down and some centered time. I think that it's an indication. It's always what seems opposite to me, that when things are speeding up in the universe, it's always a sign for me to slow down. And when the energy slows down, it's always this indication that it's time to be able to take initiative and to take, you know, action and steps forward. So I really wanted to share that because I'll tell you, this last week, as quick as what it went, it's been the most bizarre week for me. I have been, as I said, in the middle of all of the energetic chaos, like everybody else. I have had days where I have been bedridden and I have been so tired that I could hardly even function. I just felt like I was sleeping my time away. I would do a client session and then I would go back to bed, and then I'd get up and do a client session and go back to bed. It was this really harmonic balance that needed to play out for me. There were also days this past week, much like today, where I feel completely as if all of the crud of the world has shook off and I feel alive and I feel vibrant and all glowy. but at the same time, the energy is kind of interesting, and I'm pretty sure that you're feeling that as well. And so I wanted to make sure to kind of chat with you about the fact that this is what is playing out, how you're feeling, what is happening. You're not alone in it. And I think that's always the number one thing. I've been in conversation with a lot of different people, whether they be clients or friends or colleagues. And, you know, everybody's kind of feeling the same way. And I think that more than anything, we need to honor how we're feeling. We need to honor what's playing out in the universe. And most importantly, we need to honor each other. You know, today's show is one of those that is taking a little bit of a profound twist, I guess. I think in understanding purpose or understanding why God created me the way that God created me, that whole divine recipe of what makes me tick, all of the weirdness and idiosyncrasies that play on in my world, I think that it's starting to make sense, or I'm starting to make sense in a way like I've never made sense before. And you might be feeling that as well. I mean, I've been talking all year about how this year one of foundations, how we're really getting clear. Things are really starting to be shown, and our purpose or our contributions in terms of our own lives and that of humanity and what's playing out for, you know, as time moves forward and in the years ahead. And this is becoming really clear to me, especially in the middle of all of the chaos and all of the confusion and all of the uncertainty that has played out for so many people around the globe. I mean, we only need to look at the weather patterns to, you know, in terms of the natural disasters, the things that are playing out in politics, the, you know, really the upheaval. It's almost of biblical proportions in terms of what's playing out. But in the midst of all of it, I really found this, as I said, a greater clarity, a greater understanding as to why God made me the way that I was designed. And so, you know, in my weirdness, the ability to be able to communicate with the heavens, to interact with spirit, to be able to channel messages and to bring forward hope, to bring forward healing, to, you know, to really help make a positive difference in someone's life. I think that's ultimately what being a medium has been for me. Just the, it's without a doubt the absolute most, I would say it's the best, I'm being really bold in saying that, but it is, it's the best modality out there. There is no other modality, in my opinion, that can outdo what the gift of mediumship or what the gift of the channeled messages can do in terms of making that positive difference or bringing healing and light into the lives of others. So this now in the patterns of what's playing out, I mean, of complete divine orchestration. There's no doubt about it that everything, it's like somebody out there knows what they're doing, you know, getting all of our attention. This is year one. This is time to make some commitments, to make some, set some new foundations. It's time to really wake up and step into purpose, on purpose. And without a doubt, that's what's played out here in the last few days, especially for me. So in knowing that, you know, what is the purpose of being a medium in this life? Well, when we look to our media, when we turn on any channel on the television, whether we are scrolling through social media, what the world needs now is love. And there is such a call and need for the compassion for each other, compassion for the suffering, the struggles, the strains within the world. And being a medium is a being of compassionate service. That's why, you know, why we are, and I don't like using the word chosen because I'm going to talk more about that afterwards. It's just, you know, some of people are very natural and some kind of can move into choosing to become into more compassionate service. So it is a process of understanding that in terms of all of the, what we could say, the darkness that has played out, thank you to the eclipse, that has played out, that is this opportunity to really know and be the light. And as a medium, it is a great honor and privilege to be able to understand that compassion and being of compassionate service, especially during times like these, is one of the greatest contributions that we can be to other people's lives. And so to me, mediumship is without a doubt the best of modalities out there, even though, like everything, it all has its days. So I really want to, you know, speak today about the fact of, you know, why is it? Why does there seem to be a medium on every corner? Or why isn't there, should be more the question. I think I've said that before. I really, truly believe that because it is such an unbelievably healing and profound modality that there should be a medium on every corner. That just like there are hairdressers, there should be a medium. You know, our emotional welfare is beyond anything. Really, it is one of the most important aspects. I mean, obviously, physical wellness, it's all part of the whole. But when our emotional wellness, when we are emotionally well, our physicality is well too. It's like the body responds in such a dynamic way to the vibration of emotional wellness. And so when you hear teachers out there, when you hear the channel teachings of somebody like even Abraham with Esther Hicks, you know, where she speaks to the fact that nothing is more important than we're happy. And that truly is it. I mean, it is that vibration, the energy that really beholds or bestows upon us the ripple effects of wellness and wholeness throughout all of our lives. And so there's a part of that which speaks to be at the in absolute truth. And I know and understand, because I'll tell you, I've been in what I can say the darkest of places to, you know, to where I am today. One of the things that when we speak about compassion, though, one of the things that has been almost like radioactive to me, it's just been like the universe has been glaring it at me over this last week as well, is the lack of, I guess, compassion, understanding for other people, for what is playing out. And I know that, again, as a medium, we're put in a beautiful position to be able to not only have awareness to things, but to also receive direction in terms of how we can be more compassionate, more loving, more giving people of this time, because it truly is now more than ever. I mean, we can look at natural disaster, and natural disaster doesn't recognize any race. It doesn't recognize any religion. It doesn't recognize minorities. It doesn't recognize, politics. It doesn't recognize any. It's like equality for all. It's the same effects, or the same emotional impact even on each and every one of us as human beings. And so when we sit in a place now where we can be within compassion for humanity, we indefinitely can be of even greater service. So the reason why there seems to be more and more mediums waking up, or more and more mediums proclaiming or discovering their gifts and abilities, or coming out of the closet, so to speak, or even signing up randomly for classes. The reason for that is because of this universal call for more compassion in the world. That's who we are. We are compassionate healers. And now it's like with everything playing out, it's like we're here for part of the healing of the world. We're here for the healing of ourselves. We're here for the healing of each other's. And of course, ultimately, that is done through this amazing ability to be of compassionate service to ourselves as well as to other people. So when we look at, you know, one, as I said, sometimes, and I want to speak to this, it's really important for me, because I have recently, I'm an observer. I watch a lot of stuff that's played out in social media. I read a lot of people's posts. I love looking at their perspectives, seeing where they are in the world, how they play. You know, I see if they have things going on in their world that is causing any, discomfort or difficulties. I say silent prayers for them. I'm pretty quiet on social media, which is, I know, funny for those of you who know me. I'm not normally a really quiet person. However, I'm a real observer. And through the observations and through the reading of things, I came across something. I've come across many things, especially this last week, but I came across something in terms of mediumship. There was a post that was made in terms of someone that had just spoke to, again, her truth. And she just said that she didn't feel that, like all of a sudden there are so many mediums in the world, and that all of these people pretending to be something that they're not. And I was really taken back by that, because we all have there are many, many mediums, some of different levels, some of different development and different phases within their, or phases or stages within their journey. And I was really taken back by her words. And it got me thinking in terms of, you know, how we judge who is a medium and who isn't, how we judge what that needs to look like. And she had continued on in her post. She just says, "I don't believe you can take a class on the weekend and suddenly you're a medium on Monday." Well, that's actually not the case. And so I want to make sure that that's kind of where the show was inspired from, because it's not just one person or the other who has these amazing gifts. It's not one person or the other who is called forward for compassionate service. There's actually many, many people. And like everything, the moment when we look back in time, or we look at people like Sylvia Brown, who really, came out at a time where it was, the least of acceptable times. I mean, it couldn't have been more woo-woo at the time when she stepped forward to acknowledge the communication with spirit on the other side. Communication with spirit has been going on for centuries. But now, the reason that there is so much of it, one, it's because of those people who came before, and I say God bless them, because they created the opening. They started to open minds. They started to open hearts. They started to clear the way for those who were coming after. And so in that, in stepping forward, all of a sudden it's like when we take charge, or we take initiative to follow our guidance, to really fall into, be authentic with who we are, we give permission for other people to do the same. And that's really what, people like, Sylvia Brown did. They gave permission for other people to come forward, permission to say, me too, me too. What I've come to discover, now I've been working professionally in this industry, so to speak, for about 8 to 10 years already. In fact, I say 8 to 10 because I'm like, I cannot even remember the day I started, the very first time. I mean, I was working professionally even before, I had a business card, or a business license. So don't tell anybody about that, eh? But the thing is, it's been a while in terms of my journey and on the folding and the awareness of my own, contribution and my gifts. But in that, as I began doing readings, there were more and more people that were coming to me saying, you know what, I have this going on too. How do you manage it? What about me? I have this. And it was all of these people who said, I've never told anybody before, but I have these gifts too. And so for me, it was this awareness that, and I've been talking about that. If you've attended any of my connections event over the last 6 months, I've said, I'm nobody special, that my gifts and abilities are just as dynamic and amazing as the next person, including those people sitting in the audience, that they're all proportioned in equality. We all have the same natural born gifts and abilities. Some people are just farther ahead on the journey. Some people are just clearing the pathway to making it, so giving permission for others to be able to come forward. I feel I really did that a lot too. Even stepping forward in my community really gave, when I stepped forward in my community, I was one of the only, there might have been two or three people that were even known in the area for doing this work. And so, my stepping forward and all of these people who are coming to see me, all my clients that were, divulging, really have stepped into their gifts and abilities. And even in my own community, there's so many more mediums here now than what there was when, mediums out of the closet, so to speak, since that happened. Now, the beautiful thing is, and getting back to this lady's post is, okay, let's take a look at this. Mediumship is all built on empathy and compassion. It most often the people that are mediums are those that have developed the capacity for loving vulnerability, that rawness. And there is a distinct difference in terms of mediums because of the ability to be able to find acceptance, to find peace, to, work and navigate their lives. You talk to any, if you're not just a medium, I'm going to tell you that there's a unique facet of experiences, of life lessons, and each of us, are here for a specific way of being able to share or bring forward our gifts to the world. And so when you look at the fact that more and more mediums, yes, there are mediums who are taking a class and going into professional, they're in a workshop, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday they're in business. Mediums are born at any age. Mediums are born overnight. And it's the awakening of that soul, the purpose that, you know, God intended or that was agreed upon before incarnation that is taking place. And just as many people before me and as I'm doing for many other people, I'm now clearing the way so that more people can step into those gifts. And so we are seeing more and more mediums everywhere. And yes, so to answer the lady's post, you can take a class and be a medium on Monday. The great profound healing that takes place, the awareness that is born, the higher perspectives that are understood, the things that have made someone feel so insecure and so doubtful about their very existence are brought into acceptance and validation all within a very short time. I mean, it happens. I've seen it over and over and over. Now, some people are, you know, there's natural mediums. So a natural medium is someone who has had their abilities to be able to see and to hear and to sense spirit from early on in childhood. How many children do you know that speak of the boogeyman or have imaginary friends? You know, again, sometimes even being afraid to be alone at nighttime or even struggling, you know, to sleep because of nightmares. All of that is indication of a child that is a very natural medium. And so some of that doesn't make sense until much later, you know, as a person develops and grows, but that's already showing up for so many people at a very young age. The other type of mediumship that comes into play are those that which go into adulthood, where there's this onset of abilities that happen, where all of a sudden, you know, something has happened in life where spirit has been cracking somebody open, trying to, you know, break through that surface to get their attention to be a transmit of message. And often what can happen is that there will be some sort of defining moment in somebody's life, a defining moment in where the abilities just seem to turn on. And that moment can be triggered by a trauma. That's something that can happen based on somebody who has had maybe been in an accident, somebody who has had a death of somebody close to them, that they get woken up to their gifts. It can also be, you know, for a lot of the other healers, you know, taking other modalities, whether taking a Reiki or an IET training, where all of a sudden, you know, they go from 0 to 60 in communicating with the other side. It's from having anything that may have been a little bit of a shift in life. Sometimes our greatest losses, whether it even be a job loss, a loss of relationship, anything that cracks us open can open us up to our gifts and abilities. Now, the other part of that are these other people, and I spoke about this at all of my events as well, that there are, you might have been a natural medium from the time you were born. I know I was. I had this going on right from the day my eyes opened up to the world, to this place of, you know, being somebody who's taken a training, been, you know, received some sort of energy healing, had, as I said, a traumatic event in their life that kind of cracked them open as an adult, where all of a sudden this is playing out. The other part of it, and it is for those who are curious, for those that are interested, for those that have been, you know, who will tune in and watch, you know, the mediums on TV, who will tune in and watch because they are so drawn to the modality and to the ability to be able to communicate with the other side. They're not even having experiences of their own, but they're sitting in witness to somebody else's experience. In those scenarios, a person can choose to become a medium. And it is uncanny how that plays out. And I know you might feel as if This isn't, you know, this sounds wonky. Well, I'm good, because I'm hoping it does sound wonky to you, because I'm trying to change your mind about this. I'm trying to change your mind to realize that just like we have a we have choice in life, how we can choose to follow one direction or the other. We can choose one set of beliefs or the other. We can choose an apple or we can choose an orange. We can choose to step into compassionate service through mediumship. Ask and you shall receive. It's one of the universal laws. And even in observation of somebody else, and by you saying, I would like to learn that. Yes, you can take a workshop on a weekend with someone like me. Hint, hint, my workshops are coming up next weekend. You can take that and you can realize your own natural gifts and abilities, because what is proportioned to one has been proportioned to all. Some of it is active and alive in one person, and in another, it just may need a little something to ignite. So if anything I'm saying is of resonance with you, I want to give, of course, invite you to visit my website. I've got I've got an in-person certification coming up next weekend here in Lloydminster. I've got an online certification program that is taking place the week after for 6 weeks. And of course, leading into that, my Advanced Master program. And so there is a lot of opportunity for you to wake up, for you to choose compassionate service. If that's so, my website, bonnieworth.ca. Please, I invite you, go on, check it out. I'm also going to invite you, if you feel like sharing in conversation with me here today, phone lines are always open. Give me a shout, 248-809-3475. I've got more to chat about after the commercial break.
It takes 12 years to create a graduate. It takes about the same time to create a dropout. The difference between a child becoming one or the other could be you. Studies prove that reading to a child regularly dramatically improves reading skills. And kids who read well by third grade are four times as likely to graduate. So United Way is calling for 1 million volunteers over the next 3 years. We're asking you to step up, make a pledge, tutor a child who needs help, mentor a kid who needs someone on their side. Volunteer to read to children. Make a difference. Because when a child advances, we all advance. Entire communities improve. The path to success or failure starts long before graduation day. And the difference between a graduate and a dropout could be you. Be a reader, tutor, or mentor. Give. Advocate. Volunteer. Live United. Take the pledge. Go to liveunited.org now. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Go, Caleb!
Come on, hit a homer, Jesse!
Let's go, guys!
Hey, did you guys know that kids who play sports earn more money when they grow up?
Of course, I knew that.
Hey, did you guys know that kids who read books have a bigger vocabulary?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Wow, jinx. Did you guys know that friendly children have more friends?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's true, I knew that. Did you guys know that winter babies are better at music?
Everyone knows that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's pretty obvious.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Obvious.
Oh, hey, guys, did you know that most people think they're using the right car seat for their kid, but they're not?
Huh, I didn't know that.
I'm pretty sure I knew that.
I'm pretty sure you didn't.
Parents who really know it all know for sure that their child is in the right car seat at the right age and size. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat to make sure your child is protected. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
I'm a
volunteer at United Way. I'm asking people around the neighborhood what they think this place needs.
Wi-Fi everywhere.
More playgrounds.
Oh, more ice cream trucks.
I was thinking more money in the pockets of local families come tax time.
Can I change my answer?
I was just kidding about the ice cream.
When it comes to getting better tax refunds into the hands of local families, what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org. Because great things happen when we live united. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Hey, Dad, how do you throw a curveball? How do you build a fort? How do refrigerators run? How do fish learn how to swim?
Kids ask a lot of questions.
How high can you jump?
But you don't have to know every answer.
How many phone numbers are there?
Because you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent.
How do cell phones work?
There are thousands of children in foster care who don't need every question answered.
What's electricity?
They just need you.
What's the moon made of?
For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Don't take it so seriously. Lighten up. Trust the mystery. Lighten up. It doesn't matter anyway. Just enjoy your life. Get out of your way. Lighten up.
Now back to Lighten Up with Bonnie Wirth on Empower Radio.
We are talking about really the gift of one today and how, I mean, it is just changed so dramatically over all of these years, where there has just been these selective few people who have this ability to communicate with the other side. More and more people are being stirred, more and more people being called forward to compassionate service, especially during the times like we are in the middle of right now. Now, just before the commercial break, I, of course, wanted you to know you can call in and chat with me, ask any questions you want this afternoon on this topic. The number is 248-809-3475. You can be a part of the conversation. And of course, whatever I can do to support you in stepping forward in more, you know, in more greater purpose within your compassionate service. So when we look at, you know, the whole difference in terms of one of the things in terms of mediumship, I think that there is, there are some beliefs out there. There are some ideas or perceptions that being a medium is about the fact that you're communicating with dead people. And that has been, I mean, it's pretty minimal in terms of what the truth behind that is. It's one of the things that, you know, I teach about is really about starting to open up to the fact that being a medium is so much more than just talking to dead people. It's the ability to be able to channel not only connection with the other side, but to act as a channel. The medium is a channel, as a go-between between heaven and earth. And in that, it's not just about deceased loved ones. It's the ability to be able to channel and speak provide guidance and direction by connecting with the angels, with spirit guides, with the ascended masters. It's about, you know, the great oneness of source, or what can be referred to as God or creator. It's the ability to connect with galactic beings. I mean, we can look at all of the multitude of these loving beings that are so accessible to us in terms of our mediumship abilities. Now, most commonly, when we talk about mediumship, most people think in terms of just speaking with spirit, of just that. But it's important to know that being a medium is about the ability to communicate with spirits of the dead and so much more. I mean, there's always more. Now, a medium really is a psychic who has these fine-tuned extrasensory perception gifts and abilities. It's not even, and I would say perception is really the wrong word, because there's a distinct difference between being psychic and being medium. Being a medium puts us into, as I said, this channel. We are in what I refer to as receivership. We are receiving impressions, receiving ideas, receiving communication from the heavens, or as I refer to them very often, the powers that be. So we're able to, you know, really move beyond, I guess, what we can define as that veil, which of course that doesn't exist, but that's a whole different direction in conversation. But It is this ability to be able to feel, to hear, to voices, mental impressions, and be able to receive direct communication from the spirit world. Now, as psychics, the psychics work at an intuitive level. Now, this is one of the biggest things I speak about. Let's go beyond intuition, because I'll tell you what, if you have a soul, you have intuition. If you have a soul, you are psychic. Those are the most natural gifts that are available to us in terms of navigating our life. We are able to perceive information as psychics. That's the difference. A medium will receive communication and a psychic perceives it. Just like we perceive energy or we get a gut feeling, that's perception through intuition. When we perceive that we, you know, something feels off to us and maybe we shouldn't, you know, go to a social event, or we feel like we shouldn't, you know, attend, you know, go into a building, whatever it is, there is a perception of energy. So it's a psychic is able to perceive and then makes, I want to say, uses kind of that sixth sense to be able to help to navigate maybe some guidance based on that, based on perception. Whereas a medium has the ability to receive. Every medium is psychic, but not every psychic is a medium until they choose to be and learn to develop, uncover, and tap into the ability to be able to receive that channeled communication. So as I said earlier at the start of the show, this was I mentioned that there is these people that you can choose to do this. We have free will. And so in that, to understand that to be a medium, even in this lifetime, even though I've had it since the beginning of my first breath, it was a choice that I made prior to incarnation. So many people, it's always a choice. We have free will. And so to choose to come into this lifetime to be a leader, to be a teacher, to help people to tap into and to know their own glory, to know their own magnificence, and to know that they have the ability to be able to connect with the heavens and to know that love. I mean, my gosh, who wouldn't sign up for that? I signed up for that. I'm sure many of you tuning in signed up for that. So we have this, as I said, we have these natural instinctive abilities, this ability for intuition, this ability to be psychic and perceive things. But a medium is so much more. And that's what I'm saying is mediumship is this absolute, what do I want to say here? That's it. They're saying, I'm really asking spirit. I'm like, what am I saying? They're saying that's it. Mediumship is absolute. It's absolute in the fact that it's not something we're guessing at. We're not really sure why it's happening. A medium will know why it's happening because they've received the absolute clarification from spirit as to the why. And that's a huge, huge difference. So for, you know, again, why we all have the ability to be psychic. Being psychic is natural. And it's also very okay. And I want to give you permission. And as a medium on the air in this day and age, in the midst of everything that's playing out in the world and the time that we are at, where we're moving into this unity consciousness, I want you to know that it is perfectly okay for you to be a medium, for you to use your gifts and abilities. It's your God-given gift. It's your birthright. We all come from that same place, that same one, and we all have the ability to access, to receive, and transmit information that reaches beyond our physical body. We all can do it. And it's so much more than intuition, and it's so much more than just being psychic. There's no guessing games here. And I love that. My gosh, I am the girl who wants things to be, I want, not only do things happen on a metaphysical level, I want to know why they're happening. I want you to back up the science behind it. And that's what I love about mediumship, is because it is so absolute. You know, I was doing, it's the funny little things that really start to show up or that to start to prove or to validate that absolute receiving from spirit. I did a reading for a lady yesterday, and in this reading, her beautiful friend came in to connect with her. And her friend was talking about the fact that she has been brought her flowers this year. And my client said, no, I didn't get any flowers. And I said, okay, let's speak about that a little bit. I said, I'm seeing flowers. I'm seeing like almost like a pansy or a lady slipper. I said, there's some sort of flower and she's brought you this flower. I said, it's random. It's where you don't have any other flowers. And this lady said, no, I don't have flowers. In fact, I didn't even plant flowers this year. I've had no time for flowers. And I said, well, I'm telling you, this is in a flower bed. She's showing me very specifically. You see, there was absolute there. She was showing me very clearly that there was a flower in this flower bed, and this was a gift from the other side. So this lady continued to deny it and just, you know, wasn't making sense to her. So my recommendation was that she just put it in her back pocket, that she take it with her, and that her friend would make sure that that validation would play out. And then, of course, drum roll, I can't even do that properly, but drum roll in the fact that she contacted me not even an hour later and sent me a picture of her flower bed that beside a rock was this beautiful pansy that was so random that showed up and was blooming for her. You see, that's the difference. I didn't say to her, I'm perceiving, or I think there might be. It was a place of absolute because I was receiving that from spirit. And I'll tell you, I trust spirit more than the doubt or the uncertainty of maybe the person I'm reading for. I trust spirit more than I trust my husband. Shh, don't tell him that, okay? But that guidance, that absolute guidance is what mediumship is about. And why is it happening? Why are there so many? Because what the world needs now is love, sweet, beautiful love, and people who can show up in compassionate service to others. I have been, as I said, that observer, watching social media, seeing how things play out, observing things. And, you know, as I watch, and not only have I been doing it on social media, this really takes me back to this past week in terms of some client sessions, you know, dealing with some of the spiritual practices that are out there, the higher truths of things. And I am a girl who understands the higher truth. I can take everything human and find and understand the most spiritual understanding as to why things played out the way they did. I'm a huge believer in the fact that we do actively create our own realities, that we do, that vibration is everything, and that we call forward to us experiences that match vibration. I also know and believe that, you know, love is the greatest form, and that of all things are love, that love is in different forms and in different ways and a varying vibration. I understand all of that. And I understand it because I've been in what I refer to as the darkest place in life. And that's where I found heaven, because that's where I found all of the unraveling of life, of my past, that has allowed me to heal, to move forward, and to really become actively cooperative with the universe in terms of what is playing out, what is happening, what I'm able to achieve and do and contribute in this world. So as it is happening, though, I have not, and I guess that's why it plays out so big for me, because every medium is an empath as well. So again, feeling all of the world. But I literally I feel other people's pain, and most mediums do, that when we are in compassionate service, we are in that service because we have the ability to be able to connect to those most vulnerable of emotions with other people, because most mediums have a story. Let me tell you, there isn't one person out there that hasn't gone through some stuff to get them to where they are today. Nobody's story is better than anybody else's. We just all have a way of getting to where we were being called into service or called forward. So the part of it, though, that is so difficult for me to comprehend is the fact that regardless of all of the spiritual teachings and all of the greater perspectives and higher understanding, that so many people have lost their ability to be compassionate for the human condition. That there are people that are out there that, you know, I sat with a woman who had been raped last week, who was dealing with her trauma, was dealing with the abuse, the violence, the things that played out. She had been to see someone prior to being with me. And she was, of course, and I know that's why she showed up on my doorstep, but she had showed up and the last person had told her that she created this, that she called it in and that it was all vibration. And that if she, you know, she obviously needed to create something different. I was flabbergasted because being somebody who has been raped, I understand the trauma of what plays out, the emotions, the fear, the very human things that play out inside someone. And the fact that you can't speak to someone when they are in that place of trauma, when they are in that place of absolute devastation, we cannot speak to them of higher perspective. We lead them to higher perspective, but we cannot add more blame to a victim. We cannot tell somebody who is suffering in that capacity that they created it. They're already blaming themselves for being vulnerable. They're already being maybe blaming themselves for their choices. And then they go to see someone who is to enlighten them, only to get blamed some more. You see, this is why being a medium is such a treasure, because it gives me the gift and gives you the gift of having compassion to be able to meet somebody in their pain as that empath, to be able to feel as they feel, to know the depth of what that is. I just, again, I know I say it over and over, but it's just, wow, to me, mediumship is such a dynamic modality. You see, the other part of it too is when we look at, you know, the idea of pain or the idea of grief, everything, we grieve. That's what we do. It's so naturally as humans to grieve. I had another client who was grieving the death of her husband, and her husband has been gone almost 3 years. And it was a family member who told her that she needed to basically shake it off and there'll be somebody else for her to love. Well, she's not in a place where she's ready to love anyone else. She's still very much in grief in terms of the loss of her husband. You see, regardless of higher perspective, regardless of the fact that there might be somebody for her one day to love, that she will be happy again, right now where she is, she's suffering. And I think that, you know, to really identify and to see that there are so many people in this world, in our communities, in our families, in our close circles, who are suffering. And we have this amazing gift to be able to help to lead them to higher perspective, to help them to find hope, to help them to have create a new beginning. But we need to meet them where they are first. We need to be able to be of that compassionate service first. And so, you know, I would love for you to take a look at your own communities. Take a look at the people that are that you're surrounded with, the ones that are by your side or, you know, that are in your family. Take a look and start there. So many of us, of course, want to save the world. We want to do the bigger things. We want to make that impact, that great contribution that I've been talking about, you know, all year on the show here. But the contribution really is about coming back to taking care of those that are right in front of us. You see, we can't feed all the starving kids in the world, right? But we can feed the person who's sitting in front of us who's hungry, right? We can't necessarily help everybody who is suffering in the world, but we can help the person who is right in front of us who is suffering. And as being a medium, we have this beautiful gift to be able to do it. And more than ever, than ever before, is the time now. So if you have been holding back, if you have been stopping yourself from really stepping forward in your truth, for speaking up and speaking out for the fact that you have this gift, that you have the ability to communicate with the other side, I want to tell you what, people need you. What are you doing? Who cares? I'm at this point in my life, like, honestly, who cares if you don't fit in? I don't want to fit in. I don't want to fit into all of the chaos and suffering and gossip and, you know, lower vibrating ego stuff. I don't want to fit into that. I want to rise above that. And so, you know, it's like, who cares if your church is talking about you? Who cares if your neighbors don't understand? What's more important is what you know where your heart is. You know that this is something so much bigger than you. And that I'm telling you, my friends, it's time. It's time. If you have been procrastinating it, you've been denying it, you've been hiding it, you've been avoiding it, whatever the it is for you, I'm calling you out. I'm calling you out because the world needs you. The world needs me. This is, you know, I was reading a post by the Dalai Lama the other day. And oh my gosh, I meant to find it in time for the show. But the Dalai Lama, I mean, of course you can, I mean, we all know the profound teachings of the Dalai Lama. I mean, that goes without saying. But the Dalai Lama speaks all about compassion. Speaks about the fact that is really what the world is requires. He speaks about, and most recently within this last week, has been talking about compassion in action. And that's who we are as mediums. We are compassion in action. We are taking it to the people. We are taking it to the streets. We are using our gifts and abilities to be of service for humankind. And I mean by we're all human and it's time to be kind. Okay, so the quote, I found it here. The Dalai Lama stated, this was last week, the more compassionate our mind, the more we'll be able to lead our lives transparently, honestly, truthfully, with nothing to hide. Compassion enhances our inner strength, reduces fear, and causes friends to gather around us. As social animals, we need friends, and what attracts to them is trust. And trust grows when we show real concern for others' well-being, and when we can move forward in that care as compassion in action. That was so brilliant. And I'll tell you, his post on compassion came around the same time that I was seeing all of the disconnect and all of the discord. And when I was getting really fueled up, you see, because we can heal the world. We can heal each other. We can heal ourselves. Reality is just reality. It's real, it, but why? That's my, right? Have you ever broken it down that way? Reality, it's real, it, but why? That's the biggest thing, why? And so we can, by making new choices, by choosing to step into our natural gifts and abilities, by learning to develop, to nurture, and to be able to find gratitude for our ability to be able to receive communication from the heavens. I'll tell you, those are the biggest things. The time is now. And again, my greatest joy will be the day that there is a medium on every corner, just like there is a hairdresser everywhere to be found. So I want to talk to you about my program, you guys. I want to make sure for those of you that are tuning in, I know some of you guys that are tuning in have mentored with me before. Some of you are brand new and you're just kind of discovering and you're just kind of, you know, by the beautiful way that synchronicity works, you found yourself on my show. So of course, I've got some wonderful programs available. If you visit my website, bonnieworth.ca, I've got certification programs happening in the Art of Mediumship, which is a basic and intermediate levels, where we really get into some of the foundation things in terms of understanding who you are as a medium and how your gifts and abilities work and how it is that you receive that is so unique to you. And so I help to really answer your questions and coach you through. It's 2.5 days. About 2.5 days where we're together. It starts next weekend. Payment plans are available, my friends. Like, never, ever hesitate for that. Reach out, ask. Let's have conversations around that. I also have the online opportunity happening as well as my Advanced Master Program, which is happening in October. And I'm going to tell you, if you would like to do the Advanced Master Program with me and you have never, ever ever taken a program with me before, if you have received if you've mentored with me, If you have done personal mentoring, I mean, personally and one-on-one, if you have taken a workshop with me, if you have attended one of my mediumship retreats since September of 2014, I want you to know that you qualify for the Advanced Master Mediumship. If you took a class with me prior to September of 2014, I am so sorry, but you will have to do the foundation program. And there are so many reasons for that. The reasons are, it's just profound to me in terms of what has played out and developed over the last few years. But honestly, as we grow and as we expand and as we grow in consciousness and we have greater awareness to what plays out and happens as we grow and evolve, so does mediumship. And so because of that, I know personally, it was a very pivotal time for me in September of 2014. And that particular weekend was the weekend where my brother-in-law had died. And I was teaching that very same weekend and I couldn't be with my family at the same time. It's a whole story. Anyway, he taught me so much about death. He taught me so much about death, but he taught me so much about life through his whole transition. And with that, ever since 2014, so much has grown and changed and expanded. And that's why I want to be able to share that with you. There's new information. There's new awareness that has been birthed, sounds so weird. It's been birthed with his death. But it really has been, it's really taken my program and made it so much more. I also offer some massive amounts of healing. I mean, and some of those things that we heal and shift and work through in the foundation program are what set the vibration, as well as opens up for the readiness for that other program. So if you've been considering working with me, I really want to invite you, you know, jump on board, go visit my website, sign up today. Let me help you help the world. And with that, I lost all communication. My throat chakra completely shut down. I guess I'm done talking. Anyway, sweet friends, I just want to, you know, as I say, you know, help me help the world. Help me help you. Help, you know, let's help each other. Let's really, we talk about, I mean, a consciousness of unity, this coming together, this uniting of identities, this uniting of selves. And I know that, you know, in numbers, like anything, whether through prayer, whether as mediums, whether just as individuals, as people, that when many of us gather, I mean, that's where magic happens. And so this is my heartfelt invitation to you. Come out, learn, choose it for yourself. If you are if you've been observing and you are looking to do something more with your life, then and compassionate service, my friends, is where it's at. And I will take your hand and help you get there. So from my heart to yours, sweet friends, I want to wish you a blessed and beautiful day. And I hope to see you next weekend at my workshop. Bye for now. And if not, I'll catch you on the air next Wednesday.